This is Tweedminster at the Liberal Democrat Conference, speaking to Dr. Evan Harris. Evan, HIV is a major issue which seems to have fallen a little bit off the political agenda. How are the Lib Dems going to address that after the next election?
Well, there's some specific policy failures of the government which need to be exposed. Their refusal to provide proper primary care, let alone secondary care, for people in this country who are HIV positive because they're asylum seekers or particularly failed asylum seekers is something that is very damaging to public health. I think it's also immoral to fail to allow people with serious infectious diseases to be tested and then treated. And Liberal Democrats have never shrunk from the consequences of saying that we think that that treatment should be provided as a necessity. And the second thing, and it's similar, is the government's cowardice over sex education. We know from other countries that sex education that's part of the national curriculum, that's accepted in schools, in age-appropriate language and talking about relationships at an early stage, throughout the school career, is what reduces risky sex later on and delays the onset of sexual activity, actually. And yet here we are, 12 years into a Labour government, with no sex education in the national curriculum, and still the only proposal being that parents can withdraw their children from this essential information and that faith schools won't have to deliver it. We're very clear, and have been for years, that sex education needs to be improved, and anyone who's seen the Davina McCall programmes can see how effective it is in other countries, and we're failing our young people by not doing that.
Dr. Harris, thank you very much.